From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. The state wants to increase the amount of toxins it can put in Florida's surface waters, but state officials say they're doing this based on federal guidelines. But some people worry it could harm residents. WGCU's Jessica Mazzaros reports.
This recommended update would affect Florida's waters like rivers, estuaries, and wetlands. The Florida Department of Environmental Protection wants to increase the allowable levels of about 20 different toxins the agency currently regulates, such as chloroform and benzene. The DEP's Drew Bartlett says these proposed numbers just mirror ones released last year by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Bartlett says these new standards are safe.
We are not in any way changing the level of protection for any of these chemicals. What you do is you take what we know about how people eat, how they swim, how they bathe, how they drink. You take the latest toxicology data.
Dr. Lonnie Draper is president of Physicians for Social Responsibility in Florida. He says the possible changes could actually harm people.
The more pollutant you put in an environment, the more likely a human will get in contact with it, and the more likely that it will be in a sufficient quantity to hurt a human.
The public comment period ended June 2nd. A DEP commission may sign off on this proposal in the fall. It would then require federal approval. Jessica Mazzaros, WGCU News.